BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Russia has announced plans to develop new land-based missile systems which would have been banned under an arms treaty that the US and Russia abandoned last week. Moscow says it wants to create launch systems for cruise missiles and long-range hypersonic missiles within 2 years. Pope Francis has publicly admitted that there's a problem within the Roman Catholic Church of bishops and priests sexually abusing nuns. He told reporters that some nuns had been reduced to sexual slavery. The Pope said a number of clerics had been suspended and vowed to do more to combat the abuse. The new head of the world's largest gold mining company has spoken about the importance of investing in the communities where the mines are located. At a conference in South Africa, Mark Bristow, the CEO of Barrick, acknowledged that mining companies had failed to engage with local residents. He said this was now being improved. At least 14 people have been killed by gunmen in several villages in Nigeria's Zamfara state. The violence is thought to be linked to armed gangs that steal cattle and make money through kidnappings for ransom. Zambia's housing minister has been arrested on allegations of corruption. Ronald Chitatela is accused of purchasing two properties in the capital, Lusaka, with the proceeds of crime. He has yet to comment. A government spokesman in Brazil has said doctors haven't yet set a date for President Jair Bolsonaro to leave hospital. Mr. Bolsonaro was transferred to a semi-intensive care unit in Sao Paulo after complications from surgery last week to remove a colostomy bag. Members of the minority Yazidi community in northern Iraq have buried their spiritual leader, Prince Tahsin Said Ali, who died at the age of 85. He lived in exile in Germany. And police in Sweden say that priceless royal treasures which were stolen last July may now have been recovered. The items were taken from a cathedral west of Stockholm, after which the thieves made off by speedboat on a nearby lake. Reports suggest the regalia was found on top of a rubbish bin in a Stockholm suburb. BBC News.